To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Premium. The meum is Latin for not ready.
Sky finger.
This is stupid.
What we're going to do with this podcast is we're going to talk about what's going on with our favorite
premium game.
So we're primarily here to feed our obsession.
She knew my one weakness.
Money, 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 money.
Oh, it's funny because it's true.
And it's all just a lot of harmless fun.
No jokes, no taunting.
How did this show stay so fresh?
Sky Finger Podcast.
Don't!
You start.
I'm going to start today.
Yeah.
Oh my God, ladies first. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sky Finger Podcast. I believe this is episode 5. Wow. Gonna have to start using two hands soon. Pretty amazing. My name is Kate McCabe, and I'm joined by...
Richard Massara.
Hey, you.
And welcome. Welcome, all you tapped heads, once again, to... And we promised this would be a weekly podcast, but we did put ish.
Ish.
Ish. Yeah. Maybe bi-monthly.
Yeah, I think it's probably going to be out twice a year. And you're going to enjoy it on zero occasions, to be honest.
Yep. Let's put it this way. We are going to be your semi-regular Tapped Out podcast.
Yeah, we're doing the best we can, everybody. I feel like Gil. I'm doing the best I can. You got to help me out.
Well, to be fair, you're doing great. I mean, you make the cocktails. You provide the locale.
I do.
You provide all the funny parts of the podcast.
Well, I don't know about that, but you also have to do all the editing.
Yeah,
so that's
I have to do all the editing and the recording, and you don't poke me with sticks enough.
Which, by the way, I just want to give you public sort of kudos for...
Kudos.
Kudos.
That sounds like somewhere you go surfing in Hawaii.
You know what?
We're going down Kudos Beach.
I can't win over
kudos.
Here. I said it kudos to a British person, and then they told me kudos.
So they were fucking with you.
So fuck
you
all.
They were totally fucking with you. That's what we do to Americans.
Nah.
We go, wow, they pronounced that word right. We'll have to tell them a different pronunciation.
I say, because there was a candy bar called Kudos back in America, and it was
sexier when you say it, kudos.
It was brilliant. It was a brilliant candy bar. It was basically a chocolate covered granola bar, but it was really, really good. And so it was called Kudos, and then somebody over here said kudos, I swear to God, and I was like, oh, that's how the British say it.
No, we say kudos.
All right, well then, kudos.
Okay, so back to...
And by the way,
me kudos.
I don't think I'm going to give you any now, piece of shit.
I destroyed it. I was just trying to help.
No, what I was going to say is compliments to you for your editing job on the last show, because not only... were we sort of faffing around on a train for a long time. But the noise was very, very difficult, I think. And so the fact that it was even remotely listenable, I am wowed.
I can't take full credit for it. It's down to my fantastic audio recording device.
Mm, okay, do you want to name check there? Maybe we can get sponsorship.
Oh, yeah.
What do we use
a Zoom H4N handy recorder. If ever you want to start your own podcasting empire, I firmly recommend them. But we could do use some good dynamic mics. So if anybody from Blue is listening, send us some free mics.
Oh,
that'd
yeah.
be lovely.
We'll compliment them or give them kudos on every podcast.
We will. We will give them so much kudos. I have to say this. I'm really excited. I'm going to have to turn the sound up on my iPad because...
So there's where buildings come from.
Yay!
I just got the opera house thing.
Oh, wicked. Woo! We have a lot to talk about when it comes to sort of new
stuff.
We do.
We should probably get right into it. If you haven't listened to this podcast before,
come on now. First things first. I have made you a drink, and we're supposed to do a cocktail at the start of the
cocktails,
podcast.
Cocktails, yes.
All right, so here
we'll do cocktails.
Cocktail review time.
Yay.
The drink that we are drinking today is something I found on the Imbibe website, and it's called a Jamaican Swizzle. And in it, there is rum, aged rum.
Good.
There is allspice dram.
Allspice dram.
Also known as dram or a pimento liqueur.
Okay, because allspice dram does sound like a character from Harry Potter.
Or like a deodorant. and then it's also got Angostura bitters, lime juice, sugar syrup, and mint. So
really, there's no ginger beer in this.
There's no ginger beer in there. So have a taste. Let's give it a rating. Clink.
Because I really like this.
Yeah.
I had a little sip of this earlier on. I really like this.
It's complex.
There's mint in there.
Yeah.
There is.
Well, see, what I had to do, I mean, you're supposed to use some fresh mint just to garnish, which would hit you on the nose, as in, like, you would have a minty kind of aroma to it.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've done instead is, instead of using plain simple syrup, I've used mint-infused simple syrup, which I happen to have in-house from another cocktail that I made. Ooh. So, there you go. That was a slight adjustment that we've made. I think we should tweet out the recipes to the cocktails we have.
I definitely think we should, because this is delicious.
Thank you.
In terms of Flaming Moe's, I mean, it's got such an interesting palate afterwards.
And it's served on the rocks. So if you like a drink that you can kind of sit with for a half an hour because it's not going to get warm, it's just going to maybe get a little watery eventually. It's such a strong flavor.
Yeah, it is a very, very strong flavor. It's quite powerful, quite bitter.
I think I'd give this potentially 9 out of 10 Flaming Moe's, just for the category of drink. It's a nice over ice kind of drink.
I get a feeling that after a while, I think one of these would be enough. It does it does that thing that certain cocktails do that dries your mouth out directly after you've finished. Like right now,
it's heavy on the lime juice, which I think is that sort of acidic tartness. Yeah.
Take it away. I'm going to go, I mean, it's good. 7.5 Flaming Moe's for me.
Good. That's a pretty good rating from you. I think you're a strong critic of what you don't like, and you like what you like, so that's good.
I knows what I like, and I likes what I know. But oddly, Richard's haunted. My nose. Yep, haunted by the ghost of Al Johnson.
Whoever that was. I thought you were going to say Al Jolson. You're going to be like, mammy.
No, just some guy's penis called Al.
Okay, very good.
I've always been haunted by penises.
I've had my suspicions. so enough about the booze that I make you drink.
Indeed. I'm going to have another sip.
We might want
to... Tapped out.
To tapped out.
Yay.
By the way, speaking of to tapped out, I feel like we should start incorporating a little bit more of Lisa Simpson's dance teacher. Tappa, tappa, tappa. Remember that episode?
Tappy, tappy.
Tappa, tappa, tappa.
See, I think we should change smashy, smashy to tappy, tappy.
Oh, that's a good one.
Smashy, smashy. Okay, so what on, I mean...
Okay, so tell us about where we are.
Last time we were there, the Monsanto saga had just started with the Twilliger clan.
Indeed.
And all that sort of thing. So we'd been going on that, attacking the corn... And now attacking the Sideshow Bob Corn clones that they've done.
So silly.
It's so silly. But I've been quite enjoying it. It's kept me busy. But they've done like 3 or 4 different events overlapping each other now.
Yeah, like there's been a couple of sort of like B plots. You know, there's always the A plot that's going, well, not always, but you know, when they have a big event, that I would consider that kind of the A plot. And then there's been a couple B plots. There's been one, I think what happens sometimes is whatever the episode is that week that's going to be on TV, sometimes they'll put like, you know, 1 or 2 little side missions in that have to do with that episode.
Yeah, totally.
And I think that's probably what's been going on. But
have you got the Opera House yet?
I do have the Opera House. And by the way, nothing really happens in it. Like nobody goes to do anything in it.
Okay, but. They've just given us Sideshow Bob as a character.
Yeah.
I've just got Sideshow Bob.
Yeah, so he can do stuff now. Ooh. I mean, mostly I'm using him to sort of get corn and fertilizer and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Here's what I've been wanting to ask you about this Monsanto whole thing. Have you been trying to save up for Springfield Market?
Well,
or are you going purely for the upgrades?
See, this is something where I've just switched tactics because 2 weeks ago, really, when this sort of kicked off, I saw that, you know, one of the main missions was to get the Springfield Farmers Market. And I was like, oh, okay, so that must come eventually. But what happens is they put you through so many upgrades for your Monsanto factory that use the materials that you need for your farmer's market, that I kept upgrading, and I was like, oh, God, the farmer's market never gets close enough.
No.
And weirdly, it seems to craft some of the items automatically. So sometimes you don't even get a choice in what you're crafting. A lot of my buildings have just sort of, like, been crafted automatically.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, we crafted this. Should I place it? And I'm like, oh, all right. Well, take the decision away from me then.
I know.
And so basically, the answer to your question is, I've just started to cease my upgrades. Because I want to get those premium items, and if I keep upgrading,
the market.
But there is a strategy there too, because the more upgrades you go, it's sort of like you get more prizes back. But eventually, am I just going to be left without my bonuses because I'm constantly upgrading?
I know, but also I don't have room anymore. I've bought up all the available land. I'm on the least amount of money I've ever had in a long, long time, because I saved up enough so that I could buy all the new land they just released and like was placing some things. But now I don't have room. They gave you the minimum security prison.
Mm-hmm.
And
they've just given me the
it was nice of them, giving me the opera house. Because of my upgrades, I've had three different buildings.
Also, the Monsarno buildings, it's not just one thing. It's like a whole sort of like campus.
Yeah.
And
have you noticed, you know how last week I was like, oh, they've made Mr. Teeny an NPC.
Yeah, he's got
he's now got
three
things,
tasks.
Which once again, I think they're listening. Are you listening?
Please be listening.
Are you out there?
Please bring Lindsay Nagel into the game. Lindsay Nagel.
Monorail.
And by the way, it's okay to bring the Lionel Hutz and Troy McClure characters
in.
Yeah,
please.
Just go, just do it. I mean, you don't have to give Phil Hartman's voice. I know it's sort of a sensitive subject and everybody misses him, but those characters honor his legacy.
So much.
But yeah, I think the thing that I like the Monsarno buildings, because I do like the sort of idea that like a corporation like this would sort of have a campus. But what I don't like about it is that architecturally they're not very exciting, A.
Yes.
And B, I don't think they give you any money.
They don't seem to, no. I mean, they'd make a nice little complex. I've got to figure out where on earth I'm going to be able to.
I know. That's the whole thing, is I think after I have them all, I'm going to reconfigure it a bit.
Although, exciting stuff that's happened. I have the Canyonero now.
Canyonero. Woo!
It doesn't do anything. Yes, it does. You press it and you get some
car noises.
Headlights and probably car noises. Let's have a look. Do you get car noises on this bitch?
Well, I think I'm... There you go.
There you go. That's all you get on it.
I think I'm one or two steps ahead of you on this game, just because, as you know, at my day job... See, look at this.
Yeah.
They're ready to be upgraded.
Lovely day job. You've done a nice little...
And see, there's part of the campus, but then across the street, there's more of the campus.
Oh, you've got more of the campus. Oh, God, you have done some more upgrades than me.
Because
that's the thing, I decided to stop doing the upgrades, because, yeah, they eat up your corn, which you really need. And to be honest, it says new prizes will be added in 4 days.
Yeah.
So this is still going to be going on, but I don't see how I'm going to get there in time.
There's also a lot of premium things that you could use your donuts on right now, which I haven't purchased any of them so far.
I bought Willie's tractor.
Oh, okay. So was it worth it?
Well, to be fair, the only reason I bought Willie's tractor was because, I think the game designers at EA do listen, because I keep on going on about the fact that there are hidden penises within the game, and now they've just given us a big red tractor with two massive back tires that says Willy on it.
That's hilarious.
I don't think there's any... they're not even trying to hide the penis anymore, are they?
No. Well, I think...
Come on, look at it. Look at it. It says Willy.
Wow. God, that is so true.
And look at the two massive back wheels.
You're like the Haley Joel Osment of Tapped Out, except you don't see dead people, you see penises.
I see phallic symbols.
I see knobs.
They don't know they're phallic symbols. But it does have a little animation...
Also, I don't think you're here yet, because I think you're going to be super excited soon to be entering the game along with the Springfield Abattoir.
Ooh.
Lunch Lady Doris.
Yes, I didn't have enough money.
She's coming.
I'm waiting for it. It says reach level 52 and build Springfield Slaughterhouse. But because I've been buying up the land, because they kept on giving me... blooming buildings. I mean, not that I'm complaining about getting new buildings.
I like new
but
stuff.
But they've given me so many new buildings. There is a part of me which is like the sheer effort required to move like certain things at certain spaces.
Your civic responsibility.
There was a part of me that thought about nuking.
Wow. So you would do a McCabe.
No, that's the thing. There was a part of me that thought about it, and then instantly my brain went, you will never ever play it. You will stop playing if you nuke it. You, also, the sheer weight of rebuilding your entire Springfield.
Hashtag where's Stuart Duck? That's what also happens when you nuke. Where's my Stuart Duck, you guys?
God damn it.
Where did he go? He hasn't been found since I nuked my town. Come on. Give me back Stuart Duck.
Free Stuart Duck.
Quack-dicka. 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 I don't know.
Dear.
Yeah, so that's almost appearing with me. I've got a few more hours for Lunch Shady Doors. But I'll tell you why you're low on cash as well. Because you're probably sending all your peeps to do these kind of like corn husking missions.
Yeah.
And those earn XP, but not money.
They earn things to build up. I have the good thing is you know, not all the characters have those tasks, so it's like half my characters get taken up getting bags of fertilizer or corn or DNA, and the other half of them, the remainder, I just send out on 24-hour missions.
I've nearly
got to collect, because I set the farm.
Corn,
9 days. This is the thing. 90 days for 45 grand.
That's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
No.
It's just
the only thing it's good for is basically saving you the effort of having to plant every day.
Yeah.
Of being a real farmer.
Yeah. A real farmer for fake money.
Oh, God.
What is wrong with us?
You guys, we should all just collectively stop.
Yeah.
Should we do that?
We should just stop giving them money. Stop buying donuts, people. Stop buying real donuts.
Oh, God, real donuts.
I nearly stopped at Krispy Kreme on the way here.
Oh, you probably did me a favor. I've enjoyed way too many Krispy Kreme lately.
Oh, really?
Well, just a Krispy Kreme as a metaphor for bad food. Too much junk food. Too much junk food. But, yeah.
Yes, what were you going to say?
Just that by the time I get through my roster of characters that can go and get corn and DNA and fertilizer, I'm like, I'm too tired to, like, send anybody else on missions. I'm like, fuck it. And so, that's why my money pile is dwindling.
Yeah. And then, like, I mean, the Lunch Lady Doris, the abattoir, that's, like, 1.5 grand. 1.5 million, sorry.
Yep. And
which is a lot. That takes you a while to earn.
I'm excited that she's going to be in the game. She probably won't have a voice.
Female character, though. Yeah. Nice. I don't know. They might do. They might rip a couple of things.
Please, EA, give the female voiceover artists on your show some of this dosh. Pay for their voice samples, their vocal clips, because I think it's...
This game is not passing the Bechdel test.
Yeah, it's not passing the Bechdel test. Please, get their voices in there. And have them talk to each other about something other than a man. That's how you pass it. So, also, what's happening is Mr. Burns has come along with a new thing that you can plant in your Springfield, which is the Money Mountain. It looks like you get his gorilla vest in the end.
Yes.
Yeah, but which is pretty cool.
Did you... I was reading the thing today, because I've only just started that. And it said that... because they actually mentioned in the dialogue that comes up in the game that it's going to eventually cost you $5.5 million...
To get
to that.
Oh, come
on. They've started off, he had to spend $1,000 every 10 minutes. Like, the job would be 10 minutes long, and you'd spend $1,000, and you had to do that 10 times. Well, and then you got to the next level, where you're spending $1,500 every half an hour, 10 times, to get to the next level. And then they're going to keep doing that incrementally, and there's 11 levels... And when you get to level 11, that's when you get here's my vest. Made from pure gorilla chest. So it's going to take you that long. And they said that in total, $5.5 million.
Wow. You know what that's called? That's called the long con.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's a long period of time to wait for the outcome.
But people are going to spend donuts on that.
Oh, to rush it?
Yeah.
You're not going to spend donuts on it.
Yeah. Well, right now I could spend 40 donuts and get to the next level. No way.
It's not going to happen. Although, you know who probably already has?
Oh, Pippi Poo 123.
Pippi Poo.
Of course she has.
Probably also Bill Hampto.
Yeah.
If you're listening, we see you.
Yeah, we see you, Billy H.
With your fancy stuff and your Springfield. Send me donuts.
Because right now, I'm under... halfway to collect Springfield Farmers Market. If I wanted to buy it now,
yeah,
it would cost me $229.
Expensivo.
Donuts. Yeah. If I wanted to get Pet Mutant Plant, which I didn't manage to get in the opening, that would cost me right now 530 donuts. Now, in case you're out there and you don't know, and you're listening to this and you don't play the game, you could spend £80 on 2,400 donuts. That's how much that costs. I mean, at the very basic level, the cheapest you can get is spend £1.50 and you get 12 donuts. So 300 donuts is £14.99. So 15 quid it would cost me to, you know, to buy something. It's just... I'm not spending that money.
I am like 8,000 bags of fertilizer and 235 donuts away from Springfield Farmer's Market. And then the other thing that they want you to sort of like get to is the gas and grub.
The what?
It's called the gas and grub.
What's that?
Craft the gas and grub.
Yeah, oh, really? Why do they want you to craft that?
Well, I don't know. I've got two of these little purple spotlights, like to get those two things.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I've just got it as well. Craft gas and grub.
So there you go. And look.
How strange.
If I were to update.
Upgrade.
Upgrade Monsono Research. It would unlock a job for celebrities to get DNA, but to be honest, to get those two things, I don't need DNA.
No.
I need more freaking fertilizer.
Fertilizer is the most important thing. They keep on giving you DNA as well.
But it would almost use all my fertilizer to do it, so that needs to knob off.
Yeah.
And then also, do I want to update the herbicide squirter? No, because all it's going to do is take a bunch of my stuff.
It takes corn and it takes DNA.
And it just increases the area affected.
Yeah.
So, nuts to that. Although, should I? And then, like, let's see, like, should I upgrade that one?
All it does is...
It's just area, isn't it?
It increases the rewards you get every other one, and the rest of it is just...
poops.
Yeah, just like a blast radius. Also, I've been getting a few things in my mystery boxes, which I do not need. Because when I spent the donuts on them, I got them.
Yeah, I should have
thought about this.
You're where I was when you were like happily getting blue-haired lawyer and all that stuff. I was like, oh, I already got that guy.
Yeah.
So when I get him, or you know, whatever.
Well, I don't think they'd give you the figures if you've already got them.
No, it's just stuff. Like I have like three like, bomb I've shelters got now.
Another Lard Lad donuts.
Yeah.
That I just do not need.
Quite the chain.
And I got another itchy and scratchy sign. So that's not too bad because some of those things give
billboards
you,
give it the billboards are good. More character.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, they give you more character, but they also add like 0.5% to XP and stuff.
Yeah,
actually, I was looking at some of the stuff they've got out to buy right now that costs a lot. For example, the Rolling Rock is 80 donuts, but that's 3.5% bonus money on all XP and jobs.
Mm.
Which is actually quite a lot for what you're spending. Because usually you're not going to be around about that 3.5 at 80 donuts. And the Five Corners, which is 70 donuts, which you could buy, you know, that stand in all five states.
Yeah.
Dad, have we spent enough time in all five states? No. Only 0.5% bonus on all XP and jobs.
Have you had Sideshow Bob step on rakes yet?
No.
That was fun for like a second. Here's a tip.
Oh, because I've put the rakes down. Does he actually step on them?
Eventually, there's a task where he steps on rakes. But what he does is he'll step on one and then walk clear across town to wherever the next one is. So if you put a bunch of them like together. Near each other, then it'll just be like it is in the cartoon. Whereas I scattered mine around. And so it was like, he'd be like, and then like 5 minutes later when he's on the other side of the screen, he's like, which is maybe funnier.
Yeah, make him walk from one to the other. Yeah, because I was wondering why they're trying to sell you boxes of like a crate of rakes.
Yeah, just a crate of rakes. It's just for because Bob
They take up a surprising amount of room.
Yeah, they do.
I don't have that much free space.
I put one near Willie's shed because that made sense.
Yeah.
That made a sort of sense.
That does, doesn't it? Well, I put Willie's tractor next to his shed. Now, this is going to be controversial.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the Rigelian Queen?
I do.
Yeah. Look at her. Have a quick look at her. Yeah. Everybody out there, go and have a look at your Rigelian queen. Now, tap on her.
Okay. Yeah, ooh, she barfs into the thing.
She oozes, right? Now, look very carefully at her. You know how I'm always going on about how things look like penises?
Yeah.
That is one of the most accurate representations of a vagina I've ever seen.
You are with some women that potentially have some serious infections.
No, come on. Come on, look. You touch it with your finger and it gets wet. It starts to salivate. But look, maybe. look at the little diamond in the top. In the little clitoral hood area.
Yeah.
And then there. And then she's got a diamond in her. It just...
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Is it too late for you to do like a doctoral thesis on, you know, kind of the hidden genitalia?
The hidden genitalia within the Simpsons Tapped Out game.
Yeah.
I don't think it is. But to be honest, I don't think I need to do a doctoral thesis on it. I'm just going to write that paper.
Guess what, guys?
What?
My Brandine is going to birth her child in 41 days and 16 hours.
Blimey.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You are desperately going with that spuckler.
Gonna have that's a longer wait, I think, to get all the spucklers, because I think you can get 3 spuckler kids. I don't know where I'm coming up with the name.
When she births them, do you get a different spuckler kid each time?
It's like a little spuckler kid who doesn't really have any missions, but what he does is, or her, is gathers money, and so you almost like tap it like a building, like every once in a while, and it just like sheds money.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's quite interesting.
It's commentary. It's probably like welfare stamps or something like that.
Yeah, indeed. So how are we feeling about all these different things which have been going on? What do you think about the Mr. Burns money pit?
I'm stressed out. It's too much. It's too much. I can't focus.
I know.
I'm getting... I need... What is that? What's the medicine that Bart eventually gets for his ADD? I need that, like, focus in, I think it's called. Yeah. I need focus in so I can get my fertilizer, so I can get the farmer's market. I can't also concentrate on getting Burns his gorilla suit.
I know. Come on. Especially not when it's going to... Well, the thing is, with the Burns one, I've got a feeling it will just keep going along in the distance. They're not taking that away. There's no time limit on that.
There's that episode where Marge starts, I think it's the Sherry Bobbins episode, where she starts losing patches of her hair. That's what I'm like right now. I'm just like, oh, I can't keep on top of it, homie.
I know. Like, I've already got, you know, we've already got the clones to tap on and the Monsanto to keep going. And whether do you upgrade or do you not upgrade? And I was like, okay, I can deal with that. And then they were like, oh, and you can get Lunch Lady Doris as well. And I'm like, all right, well, you know, I can do that. I don't think I'm ever going to quite have enough to craft Springfield Farmers Market, but Lunch Lady Doris, great.
Yeah.
Fine. That's okay, because I haven't got the money for it at the minute, but I'm going to be raising the money. And so that was that. And then the Mr. Burns thing on top of it, and I'm just like, oh, Jesus, man.
Who's your least favorite character in this? Or, in fact, let's not answer that. Tell me what you feel is your least favorite mission to play, like for any character.
Well, I really don't like the Triffids on the farm bring about the end of humanity. Just because it's like that.
It's funny once.
It's funny once, and then you don't have anything. I'm not a big fan of Artie Ziff, but mainly because you have to if you want to do anything for 24 hours, he's got to have Marge, and as far
free.
As I'm concerned, that's taken away money from me.
I would have to go with my Bubarella burning at the stake.
Bubarella burning at the stake.
So you know Bubarella, who is like based on Elvira, the Halloween character.
Yeah.
Her 12-hour task is burning at the stake, and I am a soft spot. Like, I don't like the fact that she's burning at the stake for 12 hours. And I know it's just silly.
Well, what's the animation?
She's literally burning at the stake. I mean, you don't see, like, flesh come off her body or anything. But
you see her tied to a stake.
Burning, yeah. And she's like, oh, no, oh, no. And, like, I'm like, oh, no, poor Bubarella. Like, I feel bad that I would send her to do that mission.
Well, yeah.
So that's why.
I mean, considering historically, like, the types of women that were burnt at the stake.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I have a real simpatico with her.
You're just kind of like, this feels wrong.
Bubarella.
Okay. Well, the thing is, I don't have Bubarella, so
yeah.
I've never had to tie her to a stake and burn her. But you know, I like the fact that they've given Mr. Teeny some jobs again.
Yeah, little Mr. Teeny.
They're not all that in a bag of chips.
Look at, he's hanging around with the other monkey as well. He's hanging around with, what's his name?
I'm just trying to think if there's anybody's job that I really dislike. I mean, most of them, they just tend to disappear into a building, so they're rather boring. I can see why you don't like the Booberella one, because that's a little bit...
I also don't exactly like it when they disappear into a building. I almost wish they would do it in front of the building.
Yeah.
Or the building would be animated in a special way when they're in there doing the task.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I like when buildings get used. Like Lenny and Carl can now go drink at the Black Box now, which is kind of cool. But there are some buildings I feel like the roller rink or the skating rink. Skating rink, like it never gets used.
It's just there for a bit of money every so often.
Yeah. So I like it when the buildings are used.
Oh, I am going to have to do some serious adjustments because I am very much running out of space. And my problem is I do like...
ornamentation.
Yeah, I also like having a bit of greenery. I like having rivers.
That's right. I mean, because you don't want to be a slumlord.
You don't just want to pack everything in.
The problem is
land is so expensive now. Last week when we were going through our Springfield, our town, and you were like, oh, let's buy some land. It's like $2,600.
And I was just like, oh, God.
I would long for those days to come back when I can spend bloody $2,600 on a piece of land rather than the last one I had to bought, which was $1 million.
Yeah, I mean, right now all I have to buy are a couple patches of oceanfront, but like actual water, not
Water, which you can't put anything on.
$750,000, $900,000, $450,000. Yeah.
Well, I've got two of those to buy, and they are both $900,000 and $1.5 million.
Wowzers.
So considering I've got to spend $1.5 million on Lunch Lady Doris, and I got to spend freaking $5.5 million over however many weeks it's going to take me with the Mr. Burns money pile, I don't think I'm going to be buying those anytime soon, do you?
No.
Especially not if all my characters are getting taken up.
Plus also...
just feels like we didn't get any breathing room.
No.
And usually we do complain. About the fact there's nothing happening.
Yeah.
And usually with Tapped Out, you'd be right. There are usually periods of time where it's just like, no, just get on with it. Just farm it. I mean, our mutual friend, Danny Sutcliffe.
Yeah, he started playing.
He's so addicted to it.
Oh, good.
It was wonderful seeing him sat on the sofa playing it.
Yeah.
Sat next to his girlfriend, his girlfriend, Alison, June Smith,
who I love.
Very funny Canadian comedian, would just be like,
do you want to talk to me?
how's your little farming thing going? Have you collected some money there? Are you just...
right, pal.
Just not really talking to me, are you? No. I was loving it because I was like, I remember this.
One of the things that I will notice, because, you know, with our Springfield, the fact that I'm only on level like 15 with that. This event is hard to progress with if you are lower in the levels. Because even like, I think it's, I need Mrs. K, I need Mrs. Krabappel to move past a certain sort of like event in the storyline of it. And she's like 7 levels away from where I am right now. Mm. So it's like, I'm never going to progress past that part of the storyline.
No.
In this particular event.
No.
Which is, okay, whatever. You miss out. But get on it, people.
Things like this will come back around again. What I like is it shows that they're actually putting a lot of time and thought into it all.
Yeah. And that the people who have been playing a long time are rewarded. And Yeah. We do have some new friends on our Springfield.
Okay, well, let's go find them and give them some shouts.
We would like to say hello to some of our new friends. Come and find us at Skyfinger Pod on EA. And we have Heya 100, H-E-Y-Y-A 100.
Heya 100.
Heya is a level 50, so I've been playing the game a while.
Oof.
We are friends with Stefan Petty now, Judgmental 1972. He's a level 52 loser. There I am, Kate McCabe 39. We've got a level 52 in Klutzit, which is K-L-U-T-Z-Y-T, cool name. Yeah. A level 49 in NYKEI 83. NYKEI 83.
Do you reckon that's that's NYKEI 83.
Yeah, like I think it's like
New York.
York, yeah. I always think it's New York when I see NY.
Oh, that's Pippi-poo.
She's at level 52. Pippi-poo.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
We've also got RJ White 3000.
Who RJ White 3000 is the gentleman from the Just One More Thing podcast that I recently did. The podcast entirely dedicated to episodes of the old 1970s, 80s, and 90s TV detective series, Columbo.
Wow!
And you can find that at thecitydesk.net or Team Columbo on Tumblr, or go to iTunes and type in Just One More Thing, because it is a fantastic podcast, and I've never had more joy in my life than when I had to stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning so I could talk to two men I'd never met in America for an hour and a half about one episode of Columbo.
Well, that is obviously somebody who has a sympathetic sort of mind, in that you are sort of like monomaniacal about certain things, which is great. Hello, RJ White 3000, level 50, doing pretty well. And there's Ruju 69.
That's me, babes.
And then we also have a friend in Scottobear.
Hey, Scottobear. Thank you very much for adding us.
Level 13, Seven Red Blurs. Coming right along there, Seven Red Blurs.
Yeah, you keep it up, Seven Red Blurs. You've got a lot of gas masks, but your level's not very high.
Another
new player,
friend,
though. Clearly a new player.
Yeah, new player. New friend in Tolch 1, T-O-L-C-H 1, level 48, so almost as good as us.
Get in there.
And then our final friend so far is Vuorimaja, V-U-O-R-I-M-A-J-A. And they're level 51, so pretty competitive. I'd say mostly our friends are pretty boss.
Yeah,
you know
I'm
who's
liking
not our
them.
Friend yet, though?
Who?
Fucking Danny Sutcliffe. Get on there, Danny.
Oh, yeah.
Peace.
Well, he we'll have to add him, and then he'll have to accept it, because he's like that. He won't.
His booze-addled mind.
Well, no, it's just one of those great things where it's just like he's been playing it, and then he was kind of like, so, right, can I move buildings? And I'm just like, yes.
I love him
so much.
Do
I have to nuke it every time I want to move a building? No, Danny, stop nuking your Springfield.
Do you want to have him on as a guest soon?
I think we should.
And he can talk to us about how he's loving it so far and what he likes and what he doesn't like.
Oh, yeah.
Because we are starting a new town from scratch, but we don't have the perspective of being brand new at it anymore.
No, because we know what's coming.
The next time, let's have him as a guest.
All right,
that sounds
cool. Well, maybe you could come around our house.
That would be awesome. Yeah. I'm just thinking, because our glasses are dry, I'm just going to go downstairs for a quick second and get water. So I'm just going to pause it right now.
Oh, are you?
Just like
is that what's happening?
Yeah, that is what's happening.
We have been talking for nearly an hour.
That is, yeah.
Which is quite a long time.
Has it been entertaining? No. But have we done it?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
If you want to have your Springfield roasted by us, then please, by all means, do follow our Springfield, which is Skyfinger Pod on Origin.
That's also our Twitter handle, so you can always tweet us at SkyFingerPod.
At SkyFingerPod on Twitter. You can email us at SkyFingerPodcast@gmail.com. Or you can follow me and Kate. I'm at Rich Massara on Twitter.
I am at Kate McCabe Says, S-A-Y-S.
And our handles on Origin, I am Ruju69, R-O-O-J-O-O-6-N-9.
And I'm Kate McCabe 39.
Excellent. So yeah, if you fancy following us, please do. You can also check out my episode of Just One More Thing podcast.
Oh yeah, do that.
Which is available on iTunes and all other podcast download devices. And Kate, we've been asking people to tweet in about whether or not you should open your Xena
and
doll,
you know what?
And nobody tweeted in, so she has been opened.
I've done it, and I've placed her next to my other toys.
She is so proud. We'll have to take a picture of that and tweet it out.
I opened it, and she was like, like she'd just come up from underwater.
Can she fly?
Well, Lucy Lawless can.
Of course she can. Thank you very much, Tapped Heads. We will see you in hopefully about a week. In the meantime, please keep tapping, please keep slapping. And
just remain devoted to this freemium game, as well you should.
Yep, indeed. Okay, thank you.
All right. Bye! Bye.